Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This Sunday, man, it's Friday. I love last second plans. I love last second plans, man. All right, this is, as we've said multiple times, this is a big game. And the Texans and how the Texans stack up against one of the top AFC teams is the headliner. But there's a couple of guys that have at least a little bit of a history. Some may call it drama, some may dust up, I don't know what you want to call it, but Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs obviously are playing each other for the first time after being together for, what was it, 4 years in Buffalo? Was it 4 or 5 years?
Five,
in Buffalo?
I believe, okay. Yeah.
It was a hell of a run with Steph Diggs and Josh Allen, but this is a big game for those two guys. Who do you think this is a bigger game for, Luke?
I think this is a bigger game for Diggs to show himself. I think for, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I think something that I didn't say at the time also was, I mean, these are the guys, a lot of these guys you were going against in practice every day, and now you actually get to face them in a game. So I think that's just, in a more like innocent, juvenile way, that's a fun thing, and that's something different for these athletes to be able to play against in a game. But for Diggs, I think this is a big game for just that revenge factor. I thought the Vikings game was big. I think this is even bigger because this is more recent. That Vikings breakup was two breakups ago. This was just a few months ago, and he wants to prove himself. I mean, he was kind of dragged through the mud on his way out of Buffalo there, and so I think he wants to have that revenge game on Sunday. For Josh Allen, as I said, I think it was last hour, you know, this is the battle versus the war. Diggs wants to win this battle. Josh Allen wants to win the war, which still goes over the length of his career to show, hey, I can be just as good, if not a better quarterback without Diggs. And so far this season, small sample size, but he has the best quarterback rating of his career, even better than any year with Diggs, and he's leading the league right now in QBR. But that doesn't stop Sunday. Just because Josh Allen plays well Sunday, he has to continue to show, yeah, we don't need Diggs. Where for Diggs, this is his one-off opportunity to go out there, try to beat his former team, and kind of rub their face in it.
You know, Luke, as you're talking, man, because I agree with you. I think the game in a vacuum is bigger for Diggs. I think it ultimately means more for Diggs. But I'm just sitting here as you're talking, and I'm thinking about how the Bills got skull drug last week.
Yeah.
And I know Josh Allen is right now in a situation where he's really the lead dog early, but the lead dog in the MVP race. They've wrapped this offense around him in a way that, I mean, hell, really, Lamar Jackson is the only other one that has the ability to impact the game with his legs and his arm. And not just has the ability, I mean has the ability, and they're actually catering to it on Sunday. I know a lot of guys have the ability, but are they actually winning football games that way? Josh Allen, Lamar definitely doing that. If Josh doesn't play well and the Bills don't play well against the Texans, and we're looking at the Texans of, hey, man, they are who we thought they were, and they are a true top AFC football team. On the flip side of that, you got to talk about Josh and them just got the doors blowed off of them by the Ravens, and it was embarrassing. And then you go to Houston, and you get beat up on by – and look, again, you are the punching bag where Houston confirms and validates that they're a top three or five, however you want to couch it, team in the NFL. Boy, that would be a tough bounce back for Josh. That would be a rough fall for Josh in back-to-back weeks to really – you want to talk about being out of the MVP race and talk about being out of – for at least a short period of time, out of the conversation of, man, these guys are the biggest challenge for Pat Mahomes and the biggest challenge in the AFC. That could be a rough week for Josh as well now.
Absolutely. This is a huge game for both teams from that perspective, because there is a big difference between being 4-1 and 3-2. And I think it might be fair, but I think whoever loses this game, you start having that pretender or contender conversation, because for both these teams, this would be the best win of the season. But if either team loses, they both face that same narrative of, you know, the Buffalo Bills beat some good teams, then, as you just said, got blown out by the Ravens, and then lost in Houston, hypothetically speaking, the two best teams they faced. And for the Texans, if they lose Sunday, you can make the same case that they beat three lesser teams, but then get blown out by the Vikings, and then, in this hypothetical, lost at home to the Bills. So I think this is a huge spot for both teams where, if you win, the conversation goes in a certain direction. If you lose, it obviously goes in the opposite direction, and that's the case for both these two teams. And specifically for Josh Allen, we were talking about the injury report last segment. If you look at the Bills' injury report, I mean, they're missing Shakir, their number one wide receiver. And from a betting perspective, this morning the Bills were favored by 1.5. When the injury report came out, the Texans flipped to a one-point favorite. Wide receivers don't typically move the line 2.5 points. But for the Bills, he's the only wide receiver that has more than 8 catches this year. They are missing Diggs. Now they're missing their new number one wide receiver. So there's even more on the plate of Josh Allen Sunday when you talk about the targets he's going to be throwing to. He's not going to have any wide receivers that are noteworthy to be able to throw the football to in a big game Sunday.
Well, on top of that, great point, because on top of that, Shakir is one of those. You heard Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, earlier talk about Kincaid, the tight end, Cook, the running back, along with Allen, and then Shakir. You've heard him talk about those three guys kind of in a triangle of how they want to attack you and really strain a defense. He's a critical part to that, and if he's not going to play, which they've announced that, right?
He's out. Yeah.
So that's a big problem. So I agree with you. It's bigger for Diggs personally, but I don't know, boy, that the Texans could lose this game, and it's going to be more about who the hell are the Texans than it is what Diggs didn't perform. The Bills mess around and lose this game, and people are going to start questioning the Bills of, like, are they who we thought they were, and is Josh Allen a true MVP caliber quarterback right now?
I agree with you, but which also helps Diggs, so you can make the argument too that if Diggs and the Texans win this game, it's a 2-4 for Diggs, right? If he has a good game, he has the bragging rights, but then also the narrative is like, well, the Bills just lost to the Ravens and the Texans, the two good teams they've played so far. If Josh Allen, say, he doesn't play well Sunday, you know, that's back-to-back games of struggles. Diggs just won on the other side. And then you start having that conversation of maybe they do need Stephon Diggs. So I think in that sense, it makes it even bigger for Diggs, where he could prop himself up and knock Josh Allen down in one swoop on Sunday.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, there's so many storylines and so many reasons to be emotionally attached to this. Obviously, if you're here in Houston, but in the entire NFL landscape, it's just going to be a hell of a football game right here at NRG Stadium. That's Luke Morrow. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 16. I want to shift gears real quick. I don't know how many of y'all got to watch the Thursday night football game. Tampa Bay 30. They were at Atlanta. Tampa Bay 30. And the Falcons scored a touchdown in overtime, which obviously ends the game. The Atlanta Falcons win 36 to 30. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.